For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is still overseeing the Russia investigation being conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, tells CNN the man the president has tapped as interim attorney general is a good choice. Rosenstein says Matt Whitaker knows the issues of the Department of Justice well.
I've worked with Matt Whitaker for about 5.5 years. I think he's a superb choice for attorney general. He certainly understands the work.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is questioning whether the appointment of Whitaker is constitutional, saying he's a political appointee not confirmed by the Senate within the Justice Department. President Trump takes issue with that assessment and points out that Robert Mueller wasn't confirmed by the Senate but is leading the Russia investigation. The Wall Street Journal reports that President Trump played a central role in directing hush money to women to keep quiet about alleged affairs. It's included in a detailed 80-page indictment against Michael Cohen. President's lawyers declined to comment. Trump has previously denied both affairs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Wildfires are raging on the West Coast. The Woolsey Fire is threatening parts of Ventura and Los Angeles counties and grew to 8,000 acres in about 13 hours. Ventura County Supervisor Peter Foy says when the sheriff comes to your house and says it's time to go, you need to leave.
That's a key. We put people's lives at risk, especially all of our first responders, when we don't get out in time.
In Butte County, five people were found dead in their vehicles that were overcome by flames. Terrified residents running for their lives as it closed in and destroyed parts of the town of Paradise. A federal grand jury in New York City returns a 30-count indictment against mail bomb suspect Cesar Sayoc. Sayoc was arrested October 26th in Florida and is accused of sending at least 16 mail bombs to several targets. President Trump suggested the federal government could play a role in a possible recount of Florida's close Senate and gubernatorial races.
What's going on in Florida is a disgrace. Go down and see what happened over the last period of time, 10 years. Take a look at Broward County. Take a look at the total dishonesty of what happened.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump is in France and immediately takes a shot at President Emmanuel Macron for his recent call for a European army, calling the idea very insulting and renewing pressure on the country to contribute more to NATO. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Agent Rodney Scott has a message for those traveling in the migrant caravan heading toward the U.S.
Mexico has already offered asylum to these individuals. Your asylum claim here, unless it's fear from Mexico, is not going to probably go well. You will be arrested and you will be prosecuted. You will ultimately be returned to your country. So do not put yourself or these other people, or especially children, at risk. It's a very dangerous journey.
At least 500 migrants hit the road north on Friday, and most of the rest apparently plan to resume their long trek again Saturday. The U.S.-Mexico border is still hundreds of miles away. Walt Disney's theme parks are preparing to add something new, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Walt Disney Company's chief exec Robert Iger says the new Star Wars themed lands at its theme parks in Florida and California will be the biggest attractions that company's ever built. According to the Orlando Sentinel, Iger told Disney investors on Thursday that demand to visit those new attractions that will be built next year could be dramatically high, and that managing that demand will be a challenge. Those themed areas called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, again, will open in 2019 at Disney's Hollywood Studios Park in Florida and Disneyland in California.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.